Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. Phil Elson, the UALR women's play-by-play man, joining us in the zone.
Afternoon, guys.
What's happening, Phil?
Phil, great
game. Just finished playing Eye of the Tiger by Journey here courtside while the Trojans and the Blue Raiders warm up. And there's nothing that gets me more fired up or ready to run early in the morning after drinking 4 raw eggs than Eye of the Tiger.
Not to be nitpicky, but that that was Survivor, unless Journey played a cover of it later on.
Oh, my fault. See, I don't know better, and I know that it's Survivor. I'm obviously nervous because this championship came here.
Why are you nervous? It's like death and taxes. You have come to expect a trip to the Sun Belt Conference Championship game.
You're absolutely right about that. Those are the three things you can count on if you live in Central Arkansas, and that's what I told Joe Foley and his coaching staff before the season started. It felt like insecurity about the makeup of their team, with losing a couple of seniors last year and not quite sure what they had in front of them, a young front court that didn't have much experience. But goodness gracious, when you've been to 4 consecutive Sun Belt titles and won 2 in a row under some difficult circumstances, like you said, you come to expect it. So I just get nervous before big games like this, not for my call or anything like that. I just want to see the girls win. They put so much effort into this season. It's really been an emotional roller coaster, and I bought in a long time ago, so... they're guaranteed a spot in a postseason tournament, one way or the other. It'll either be the women's NIT or, for the fourth straight year, the NCAA tournament. And I'd like to see them go to the big dance again.
Well, and they've done some damage in there as well, not only getting there but winning. Didn't they win? Was it last year or 2 years ago that they won a game?
That was 3 years ago when they beat Georgia Tech in the first round in Norman, Oklahoma. That was the team that had Kim Sitzman, was the only senior on that team, Azriel Rolfe as well. Rolf is now one of those coaches under Joe Foley. Last year, they lost to Delaware in the first round. 2 years ago, it was Green Bay, Wisconsin. Both great mid-major programs. Yeah. We always felt odd, beating a very good mid-major program, put up against other good mid-major programs in the first round of the NCAA tournament. But, what are you going to do? I guess sometimes you want to be happy that you get there. And I think for the Trojans to get there this year, they really have to do what they've been doing over this 13-game winning streak, which is playing some of the best hardcore man-to-man defense that you'll ever see a team play. And it's going to take a big effort because Middle Tennessee is a very athletic team. They can score on the inside with a post player, Ebony Rowe, who's great with her back to the basket. They've got a great three-point shooter in Courtney Jones and an up-tempo style. But UALR, they find a way to grind down teams, even the playoff tempo, and get them to play their game. So, I just think for UALR to win, it's just do more of the same.
Well, it's a 1 o'clock tip today, and for those of you who can't make it down, it is on ESPNU, and the broadcast is on 920 KARN if you want to listen in. But
I've caught you listening on that every once in a while.
There's no doubt. Well, look, I love listening to you do anything. It could be football, it could be basketball, it could be baseball, whatever. I love listening to you do.
And change a diaper.
Well, I don't want to hear the broadcast of that necessarily, but I appreciate the fact that you pitch in at least to help out at home, and I'm sure Julie does as well.
So I hone my play-by-play skills at home. It's just the description of the diaper change.
Oh, boy, that could be rough. Well,
graphic.
Let me ask you about Taylor Gault, and she's an interesting story. She was one of the elite players, certainly the best scorer in the league last year. She has spent some time in the doghouse, and admittedly, even by her, she needed to work a little bit better on the defensive end of things, which is what Joe Foley bases everything on. She has gotten herself an opportunity because of an injury, and she shot the ball quite a bit the first couple games that she's played in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, but she's also been hitting her share.
She has been. I mean, in the first game, she scored 22 in the victory over Troy, and that was her highest point total in about 2 months. I mean, you're right. Taylor started the season exactly the way that a lot of people thought, coming off of a Sun Belt Freshman of the Year award. Struck 33 in the opening win over Tulsa. You're like, here we go. I mean, she's going to set records. And by the middle of the season, she was in the doghouse and was coming off the bench for the last 12 games of the regular season. Joe Foley made a big change in his lineup, and I think he knew he was sacrificing offense and the one player that can score in a lot of ways for the Trojans, but he wanted to have a team that focused more on defense, and he had Kenesha Cobbins in there instead of Gault, and it worked out. How can you argue with 12 wins in a row, coming into the championship game? But Kenesha suffered a mild concussion in the season closing game against Arkansas State. She knocked heads with a teammate on offense and hasn't been able to practice, and she is dressed today. I wonder if Kenesha will be able to play much. I doubt she starts. So that opened up the door for Taylor Gault, and you want her to shoot when she's out there. That's what she does best, the pull-up jumper, the fadeaway. And the first game, she got to the rim, which was something that she kind of lacked over the last couple of months. She went from playing at times 4 to 6 minutes a game to getting back out there for 34, 35 minutes and playing with the kind of intensity on both ends of the court that you're required to play if you're going to be in Joe Foley's rotation. And she's done it on the glass. She's done it defensively. And, you know, if Taylor said that she needed to pick her intensity up, chances are it was not the first time that she thought that. But in a tournament setting with a lot on the line, and remember that Gault was the most outstanding player in last year's tournament, averaging 22 a game, and hit a shot at the end of regulation in the championship game that sent it into overtime. I didn't think that UALR would be able to win a championship without a big addition from Taylor Gault. And chances are she's going to have to come up big today.
Yeah, and Taylor Ford has been a little bit quiet offensively, but again, she's that steady leader out front. I think she had 7 assists in the semifinal win, so she's doing her job. And last year it was the two Taylors stepping up and leading the way, and hopefully we see that again today.
Well, where Ford really will have an impact, of course, aside you know how she works the ball on offense, and she doesn't need to score all that much if Taylor Gault is scoring. She needs to get Gault the ball and serve as a point guard in those cases. But Taylor Ford is an outstanding on-ball defender, and she'll probably be watching Courtney Jones today. Jones was the senior shooting guard for Middle Tennessee, also leads the league in assists, but she's one of their top three-point shooters in their program's history. 82 threes this year for Jones, dropped 26 in their semifinal against Florida International, most of them from deep. So Taylor Ford will be very, very meaningful to a win for the Trojans, and chances are that comes mostly defensively.
It's a 1 o'clock tip today, and we will be tuned in listening, and we will be watching as well. Phil, we appreciate it very much, and good luck to the UALR women, and I hope you get to go back to the NCAA tournament. Do want to mention before we let you go, you will be calling the Arkansas baseball games this week in Fayetteville, as Chuck Barrett certainly will have his hands full in the SEC tournament, hopefully for an extended stay in Nashville, but getting to do a little more Razorback baseball.
I try to get to take my basketball shoes off, put my batting helmet on, and kind of a little spring training for me, getting ready for the draft season. The Razorbacks at home the next 2 days, tomorrow night at 6:30 against Alabama A&M, then a 3 o'clock game against A&M as well. So I'm looking forward to getting out there to bomb. Love the atmosphere out there. Really looking forward to seeing the new ribbon scoreboards that they put in there. I don't know how you make that ballpark prettier, but chances are they did. Mm-hmm. And more than anything, I'm just excited to call baseball because that's my heart and soul. I love UALR basketball, don't get me wrong, but my heart and soul is baseball.
There is no doubt. Well, Phil, we love hearing you call whatever you're doing and look forward to tuning in today.